If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Now we're going to have a conversation with Khatli Nkala, Corporate Services Executive at the Transport Education and Training Authority. This to help us understand how, as we wrap up the month of August, the sector and the industry is looking to empower more women within the transport and logistics sector. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Gugu. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Pardon the incorrect pronunciation of your name at the start of the conversation, but I'm hoping that we can certainly set the conversation around where we are when it comes to women in the transport and logistics sector, which has typically been very male-driven.
Absolutely. We know historically that in the transport sector, males have dominated the industry, and that has been like that. That's been in the picture for many years. But that's where we come in as Transport Education Training Authority. One of our priorities is to bring transformation in the sector. And we do that in collaboration with employers. We support them in their initiatives to go find those women employees that they can employ. But we also then support businesses, making sure that they can also go find entrepreneurs that can venture into the transport sector. And that's what we're going to be looking at on this Saturday, on the 24th of August.
I'm so glad you elaborate on that further, because you're right. I could be a cleaner, an admin clerk, even an HR professional in the transport and logistics sector. But what we really want are the women who are on the ground making the key decisions that influence where, you know, trucks, lorries, and even freight rail move about, essentially. So help us contextualize that environment and what the status quo has been for the moment.
Yeah. What we are going to be looking at specifically for this Saturday is to get women together in one place where they will collaborate with others, where they will be share ideas and be able to find out what opportunities there are in the transport sector. Because Google, we realize that the transport sector is an enabler of the economy. Mm-hmm. So we find that in e-commerce, for example, you do need the transport to transport those goods to people. And that was really proliferated by 2020and during COVID, when people were not moving around, but goods had to move around. So that shows that transport became very important, or is important. So this Saturday, women will be exposed to many stages where they will see opportunities, for example, in health and welfare, in insurance, but specifically to find opportunities that will bring them transport opportunities to support those industries that will be showcased on Saturday. So it's going to be very diverse, very fast, yes, and it showcases what the economy is like. The economy is very diverse, but it's for the person to find an opportunity in an area where people may not necessarily see the opportunity. So that's what we're going to be doing.
I'm so glad you're highlighting this. I've often heard this from a few of my colleagues in that space who say, I've got the trucks, I've got the funding, but I just need a market. I need bigger loads to move. I need a bigger client on my books to make sure that there's a sense of sustainability there. Help us understand how we're also looking to speak to the full value chain and the full ecosystem. As you've mentioned, you know, speaking to different clients. And it does seem as though corporates do also need to come on board a lot more deliberately.
Absolutely. So we're calling upon people or those corporates who will be able to fund, open up opportunities for these women. Some of the women are already big giants in the trucking industry, for example, but they will be coming in to say, I can also offload some of the contracts that I have in trucking, maybe in moving coal, for example, in an area, but I'm looking to offload this to someone. So build an opportunity for someone, make a way for a new entrant into a business. Other opportunities are new opportunities that are there that are coming out because of the evolution of economy. And we're saying, women, come on board, come and hear what corporates have that they may want to share with you and take opportunity of these. Some of the women will be first timers in the business. Some of them will be looking to diversify what they have. But the biggest element that we are pushing is collaborate with others, share ideas with others, hold each other by the hand, because there will be mentorship programs that will be unfolded as well to help women to survive. Because we all know that for one to survive, you also need people that have traversed the road before you, mm-hmm. that will hold you by the hand. And that is why we need this, so that the diversification and the transformation in the transport sector can be a success story.
Mm. So for anyone who's listening, we might have friends, colleagues and family or new entrants who'd like to enter the market. How do we get involved? Where do we get tickets? And how do we need to prepare for the event on Saturday?
It's going to be a beautiful event, Gugu and the listeners. So it's going to be at the campus in Bryanston.
Oh, yes.
And it's going to be, we're going to start in the morning. We're going to have a whole lot of opportunities and different stages, as I mentioned earlier, from health and wellness, from beauty, where women will be exposed to all these stages and hear what businesses there are, what opportunities there are. And all they need to do, if they need to buy tickets, is to go onto the website, and it is all info at empowerwomen.co.za.
Oh,
but also there is a telephone number, Google, and it's a Johannesburg number, 011-482-7256. Or Johannesburg 011-482-7257. But otherwise, there is a website, www.empowerwomen.co.za.
Fantastic.
And we'll be looking forward to the women going to the website and coming on board, and come, let's have fun, let's link, let's create those linkages.
Definitely. I'll be there, for sure, for sure. I will be there. I'm working with you ladies, and we'll be looking forward to the conversation. And I guess directly, can anyone contact TETA, the Transport Education and Training Authority, just for further insight and detail, and maybe even registering to understand more about the rules of the landscape and where they'd like to participate?
Absolutely, Gugu. They can also go onto our website, and our website is, our handle is TETA, so it's Transport Education Training Authority. They can find us on LinkedIn. They can also find us on YouTube if they just use that handle. But also, if they want to send an email, it is at comms at tita.co.za.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Oskhadile. Looking forward to it. The amazing lessons that will be imparted upon women, and the information that will be shared, and the fun that will be had, right? Business is serious.
Absolutely.
But it's also fun. Let's, so we're looking forward to it.
And we are fun as women. So let's yes. come out. Let's do what we do best. Let's have fun, but while we create and learn more about business.
Yes, definitely. Oh, it's going to be fun.
Absolutely. 100%.
Oskhadile, I'm looking forward to seeing you on Saturday and hearing more of how we are going to shift the landscape going forward. Thank you again for your time this evening.
Thank you so much, Gugu, and thank you for having me. And the listeners, we're looking forward to seeing you on Saturday.
Thank you. That's Oskhadile Ngala, Corporate Services Executive at the Transport Education and Training Authority, commenting on how best we are looking to shift the narrative when it comes to women participating in the economy.
And if you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.